Hey families, welcome to the sixth season of Into the Portal, an ongoing story for kids and parents from Elevation Church and eKids. This season, you'll hear a new tale of mystery, adventure, and intrigue, followed by questions for your family to answer together, related to this season's main focus. The goal of this podcast isn't just to tell an exciting story for both kids and parents to enjoy, but also to provide a chance for your family to engage in a discussion after the podcast is over and talk more about how God wants us to live. Our team hopes you enjoy this season of Into the Portal. See you on the other side.
Seriously? Where are we now? I wanted to go home. And more importantly, get away from you. Is my bracelet turned against me too? Why would this thing even bring us to the middle of the ocean? There's nothing here.
Where's Sam?
His operating system downloaded into my bracelet as we fell into the water. See, River, I care about my friends and I don't abandon them when things go wrong.
Thanks, Dex.
You're welcome, Sam.
I know you're angry, Dex, but I think we have bigger problems to worry about. We're in the middle of an ocean with no land in sight. Maybe we can finish fighting when we're out of the water.
Well, that might be difficult.
I didn't think it would be easy.
I just mean that I think we're sinking.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Oh no, we're drowning, River. The ocean is gonna drown us. I can't breathe.
Dex.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Dex, we're fine. I'm not sure how, but we're breathing underwater.
Huh. Guess we are.
What are you doing now?
Just making sure I don't have a fishtail or gills. I think we're good, but how are we breathing underwater?
I have no idea. We're also still sinking. Maybe the water here is different? At this rate, we'll be at the bottom of the ocean before we know it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to solve whatever problem this world is having, and then I'm going home.
No, Dex, don't just swim away. We don't know anything about this world. We need to stick together.
That isn't what you said on Captain Cade's spaceship, is it? Whatever the portal star brought us here for, I'm sure I can figure it out on my own. You don't want me to be around anyway, remember?
Dex, please, slow down. We shouldn't split up. Come back, Dex.
River didn't need me to explore space. I don't need her to explore the ocean. That's fine by me. Just me, myself, and I swimming in the ocean. Just me and these little bitty fish. Okay, now it's me and these bigger fish. Hopefully no sharks. Oh no, I hadn't even thought about sharks. Or sea monsters. How did I not think about alien sea monsters? What just touched my foot? Oh, it's just a bunch of little bitty fish. Fish that all seem to be swimming away from something.
Sorry, again, about catching you in our fishing boat. We'd been chasing that school of fish for a while and didn't notice you swimming there until it was too late.
No, thank you for helping me out. For a second there, I thought you were a giant sea monster looking for a snack.
Of course not. The giant sea monsters migrate this time of year, so you won't have to worry about them for another few months.
Well, lucky me. Anyway, I'm glad you found me. I never would have guessed there were people living in the giant bubble at the bottom of the ocean. I mean, you guys have a whole city down here. It's crazy.
Indeed. Our ancestors discovered this ocean many years ago. Once they learned we could breathe in this water, they explored even farther. Eventually, they found this place and colonized it. Now we have the beautiful city of Atlantaria. Our people have lived here for hundreds of years.
So cool. I was going home, but I guess I'm kind of glad the portal star brought me here instead.
And just in time, too. We face a grave problem. And we could certainly use your help.
What is it? On our walk over, the people here all seem to be doing fine.
Things are not fine in Atlantaria.
Whoa, you scared me. Sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
Elder, what are you doing here?
I heard we had a visitor from another world. I had to come and tell him the truth of our city.
What? What's wrong with it?
I fear our city is on the brink of war. And all because the Cartographers Guild betrayed us many, many years ago.
The Car Waterfers Guild?
Here we go again.
The Cartographers Guild. Many years ago, I led the Noble Builders Guild and was friends with the leader of another guild, the Cartographers Guild. Our fair city was at peace, and once a year in the center of the city, we would unveil the Jewel of the Sea. The jewel was a magnificent green stone. For centuries, it stood as a symbol of peace and prosperity. And at the end of our yearly festival of peace, we brought it out into the city square for all to see. But when we went to unveil the Jewel of the Sea, it was gone. The people were outraged. Our city was angry. I was one of the only people who knew where the jewel was hidden. Well, me and the other guild leader, Marina, she denied it, of course. But we know she stole it. Our guilds have been at odds ever since.
But that happened such a long time ago. Why are you still fighting? If you were friends, can't you just forgive each other?
Things are not so simple. We want all the Atlantarians to stay together in the ocean. But now, Marina and her guild want to leave our city and settle on land.
What? Why would anyone want to leave this place? I mean, you have whales outside your window. I mean, where else are you gonna get that?
Exactly, my boy. And if they go, they'll be taking the Jewel of the Sea. We cannot let that happen. That is why we'll need your help. I'm sure you can offer us guidance in the coming battle. Now, let me tell you another story of
okay,
how...
Okay, Elder Adrian, I think our guest has had his fill of stories today. He'll go on for hours if you let him get started.
Yeah, my grandparents are the same way.
Miss Melody, Elder Marina, thank you both for the most delicious dinner I've ever had. And this music has been so relaxing. And this chair is so comfy.
Of course, dear. I'm just so glad we found you swimming around.
So you said you wanted my help with something? What's wrong?
We need your help to fix our city. Please, please settle in and let me tell you the story of how Adrian and the Builders Guild divided our city and stole the Jewel of the Sea. And when we unveiled the jewel, it was gone. Adrian had stolen it for his own guild. Of course, he denied it, but only he and I knew where the jewel was, and I didn't steal it. So it must have been him.
I can't believe he'd do that to you.
Yes, what they did to Elder Marina and our people was unforgivable. And now my guild and I want to leave the city and settle on land. All we want is to find a place where we can be at peace. A place to call home.
I definitely understand that. And why wouldn't that guild want you to be happy? I mean, you guys have put up with that stuff for years, and now they're going to try to keep you from finding a place to call home? Talk about rude.
Yes, certainly rude. And now if we leave, we'll be leaving the jewel behind. And we're not going to leave the jewel behind.
Well, I'll help you however I can.
I already have an idea of how you can help. Come with me, River.
Whoa, Sam, are you scanning this? This room is huge! What are they building down there?
This, my young friend, is our best chance at defeating the enemy and taking back the jewel.
My scans tell me there are hundreds of RoboSharks and this robot armada!
Oh. My. Gosh! You built a robotic shark army? This is amazing! Oh my gosh! Do they fly through the air or swim through water?
Both.
Even cooler!
Our spies told us that our enemies were building a shark army, so naturally, we built one as well.
Oh man, they are going to be so shocked when they see that you built RoboSharks too.
Melody, please tell me, what exactly am I looking at?
This would be our giant pet sea monster. His name is Fluffy. Say hi to River Fluffy.
Aw, he may be huge, but he's actually kind of cute. Hi, Fluffy.
Who's a good sea monster?
I can't believe you guys have a giant sea monster as a pet. Why exactly do you have one?
Our spies told us that Caspian and his guild were raising a sea monster. When we heard that, we decided we should raise a sea monster too.
Wow, they're going to be so surprised when they find out you both have sea monsters.
So what are we going to do now? I mean, I'd love to be able to help you and get the jewel back, but I don't know how to fight, and I definitely don't know how to build robot sharks.
It is true. This is easily frightened, and some could call him a scatty cat.
Nonsense. Your best weapon is your mind, Dex. You're a smart boy who's seen many, many worlds. I'm sure that if you are by my side, you will discover a way to win our fight and retrieve the jewel.
I sure hope.
Give me one moment, Dex. Inside the caves? Are you sure? How do you know?
Sam, what if I can't help them?
What do you mean? You're always helping people, and me, though I am a robot and not a person. Your worry does not seem consistent with my analysis of your helpfulness.
Yeah, but maybe we'd do a better job if River were here. I might be in over my head.
Ah, I see. You're not worried you will be a terrible, horrible failure who disappoints the entire city.
Hey!
You are worried about River.
No, I am not worried. I only think she might be helpful for this. Like, she might be helpful to solve their problem.
I can tell by your body scans that you are not being honest. Your heartbeat is increasing, and you're sweating more profusely, and...
Okay, that's enough. No more River talk. I definitely don't miss her, and I definitely don't need her help. You and I will do this together.
Sorry about that.
No worries. As I was saying, what are you gonna do now?
So, what now? I mean, if everything goes the way you want it to, what will happen?
Well, I think there's only one thing to do now.
I can only see this ending one way.
I will have to take the jewel.
We will have to steal back that jewel.
And if we can't?
And if we don't?
We'll take it from them by force. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Into the Portal. Now, we want you to use this time to talk about our main focus for this season, peer relationships. In today's episode, we see that Dex is still upset with River about choices she made last season. Have you ever been hurt or let down by a friend? How did that make you feel? Parents, lead the way by answering these questions first, then encourage your kids to answer. Then, this weekend, come and visit us at one of our many locations or check us out at elevationchurch.org. See you on the next episode of Into the Portal.